anti-inflammation diet against arthritis, osteoarthritis, and gout. So since a few years, scientists know the cause of arthrosis and osteoarthrosis and gout, and this is an inflammation disease. And there are many kinds of inflammation diseases. And scientists say we know the main cause of this disease, which is stress due to oxidative stress. So free radicals, they attack cells, they attack the DNA in the body, and this causes inflammation processes in the body. So this is a general cause for many diseases, also osteoarthritis, arthritis, and gout. But there is something specific going on in every disease, and in this case it is uric acid. So people with rheumatic problems, with osteoarthritis, arthritis, and gout, they have too much waste of uric acid. So normally this uric acid is disposed by the kidneys, but the kidneys doesn't function 100% anymore. And when we turn to food to help the kidneys to work better, more uric acid will be disposed. So what's happening in real, when the kidneys are feeling, are knowing that they are not strong enough to dispose all uric acid, they store it in the blood. So it's a temporarily storing place, but later, so the blood, the human body is waiting for the kidneys to turn better and to dispose this uric acid. But in cases with rheumatic problems, this uric acid will go to a second store place because the kidneys don't function optimum. So the second store place is the joints, and there it will cause inflammation processes. Now, people won't feel this pain right away. No, it will take 5 or 10 years to develop pain or out of this inflammation stress. So this is the cause of arthrosis, osteoarthrosis, and gout in general. So helping the kidneys will make this disease, the symptoms, go away. So what's very good for the kidneys is cherry. Cherry is not available throughout the year, but cherry helps the kidneys, and cherry contains many antioxidants, so it's helping in two ways. And all these fruit I will name now will do this. They are good for the kidneys and they contain many antioxidants. So they help the kidneys, and they help free radicals to eliminate, because the body can eliminate free radicals when we eat blueberry, pineapple, popo or papaya, prunes, strawberry, and mango. And these are extra good fruits in an anti-inflammation diet. But you don't have to take them right away. So it's maybe good to adjust slowly. If you're going to change your diet, it's good to change it slowly. So you can take like one smoothie extra a day, or one soup extra a day, or you can change it every day. So this is a good way to change your diet in a slow way. You can add things to your diet. So don't eliminate bad stuff right away. No, actually, what is the bad stuff? The bad stuff is the supermarket stuff, all stuff of industrial quality. So everything in colored bags, everything that needs to be marketed, because otherwise it's not recognized as food. So all the junk food and all the jars and all the deep freeze food and pizzas and so on, everything from a deep freeze, everything from a jar or from a plastic bag is not good, except when it's from the market. There you buy whole food, real food. There have been done many research to the Mediterranean diet combination with osteoarthritis, arthritis, and gout. People who use the Mediterranean diet, they have less of this disease. So those countries in Portugal, Spain, so Southern Europe, Northern Africa, people have less rheumatic problems. And the scientists think this is mainly because there's more fibers in this menu. So what do the fibers do? And also there are more good cooking oils. So the cooking oils, like the olive oil, is real oil, is not of industrial quality, and that's still good. So all the industrial oils from the supermarket, they are helping the cause of osteoarthritis, arthritis and gout. So we have maybe to say no to these oils and use real oils, like coconut oil is also real oil. And the fibers, they eat more, there's more fruits and vegetables, so they eat like vegetable pies and so on. And it is much more healthy than just rice or potatoes or pastas. No, the vegetables and the herbs, they are really doing this in the Mediterranean diet. Next to the Mediterranean diet, there also been done studies to the vegetarian diet in combination with rheumatic problems. And there are more studies that say that after 3 weeks of vegetarian diet, 75 or 80% of the problems have much less symptoms like pain from arthritis, osteoarthritis and gout. So the vegetarian diet is helping. And I was already saying that the fibers are helping. So why is that good? What's wrong with meat? Well, there are many non-nutrients or bioamines in meat or animal products, also milk and cheese. So some of them contain much of this non-nutrients, and they cause inflammations. So they cause free radicals to develop in the body and cause all kinds of diseases. So quitting with these non-nutrients, like the old days fasting, is really helping us against diseases, and it is scientifically proven. Now, you don't have to become a vegetarian all the way, but it's good to know that if you turn to a vegetarian diet for like 3 weeks, maybe the pain is over. And then when you start to eat meat again, you know, hey, if I eat this kind of meat, I have arthrosis pain right away the day after. Then at least you know this. And then you know why it's important to combine eating meat with eating fibers or eating smoothies, because fibers will bind itself to non-nutrients. So therefore they stay in the intestines, they don't enter the body. So that's how fibers are helping us. The fibers are helping us in more ways, because also fibers have shown that they trigger all kinds of enzymes in the liver to develop. And these enzymes are antioxidant enzymes, even stronger than the antioxidants themselves from vegetables and fruits. So the body's own antioxidants are really super strong. And we need the fibers to develop them. So these are two ways that fibers are really helping us against diseases in general, and in this case, the rheumatic problems.